Right now, though, it's time for this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. And I thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, Orange County Animal Services, the Goat House Refuge, Independent Animal Rescue, Cat Tails Cat Cafe, and Paws Forever joining us in the studio today. PawsForever.org is the website. We've got Whitney here from Paws Forever, and she has brought a really cute cat named Lafayette. Is that right?
That's right.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
So tell us about Lafayette.
So Lafayette is a gorgeous one-year-old male tabby. And we had a group of cats that were all named after the movie Aristocats.
Okay,
so that's
cool.
Where that Lafayette
came from. I was wondering where that name came from. Yeah, nice.
So everyone but him out of the Aristocats group has been adopted.
Aww.
And he's just a fun guy. He's not scared of much. He came right in and started exploring. He's come up to Aaron multiple times and has made himself comfortable on a few chairs. He's walking around the counter
He's wandering around the soundboard right now. He is super inquisitive and explory. Like, he just wants to see and smell and experience everything.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a pretty confident boy. He didn't meow the entire ride, which is a first for
okay.
me, because usually, you know, putting them in a crate in a car
They're
that's moving
fans,
is a
yeah.
little bit traumatic sometimes. But he just was fine with it and is excited to be here and explore.
That's coffee. That's for me.
And my daughter met him and he loved playing. So he's great with kids as he walks across your soundboard.
Walking across the soundboard. Actually, I think managing not to... Okay, he did hit one thing. There we go. All right, we're back. Cool. So what is he, like, temperamentally, what is he... Does he like to play? What does he like to play
he
with?
He does like to play. Yeah, he likes those cat wands, anything that moves quickly.
Right,
he's
right.
He's a big fan of those. He likes other cats. He's been housed with multiple cats now because he first came in with his Aristocats group, and we've transferred him to a different room with a younger cat, and he's doing well there.
Nice. So good with other cats. How about, like, dogs, kids? Probably good with kids yeah.
Kids, at least my daughter, who's five, and, mm-hmm. and pretty good with handling animals, he did well with. Dogs, don't know for sure. We don't know much about his background.
Right.
And it's really hard to truly test that just because we don't want to, you know, create a stressful situation for anyone.
Right.
But he seems pretty laid back, so I don't think it would bother him too much as long as you have a dog that's good with cats.
Right. He would just go up and want to explore the dog, right?
Right. I think he's confident enough that he wouldn't go hide from the dog. He would come up and say, "What's up?"
What do you think is a good home for him?
I think he would do well in most types of homes. Family homes would be great, or even just, you know, someone who doesn't mind a cat who will, you know, climb on their couch mm-hmm. and, you know, really just explore.
Is he a lap cat at all? Or?
He likes being held.
Okay.
He doesn't immediately try to jump out of your arms like some cats
right.
do. And he let my daughter, you know, really pet him. And,
yeah.
and he rolled on his belly and let her pet her belly, which some
nice.
Cats hate doing.
Right,
so,
right.
So I think he would be great in pretty much any home environment as long as you want a cat that really interacts a lot with you.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he's, like, and this is just a guess from the 5 minutes that I've had him, that he wouldn't necessarily be, like, a lay-in-your-lap for hours on end cat. Like, he'd be in there for a minute, and then he'd be like, I want to go explore something else now.
Yeah, I think so. He would have his moments where he wants to be still and hang
yeah.
out, but you're right. It's not a cat that's going to be lazy for very long.
Which is exactly like my cat at home. Styx will, like, be in your lap for a minute, and then she's like, I'm good. I want to explore something else. I want to do something else now.
Exactly. Yes.
Speaking with Whitney from Paws Forever. PawsForever.org is the website. That's the number four in there. PawsForever.org. If you want more information about Lafayette, you can find it on their website. You can also find it on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll have photos of them up on our homepage and in the Bark Report section of our town square and up on social media as well at WCHL Chapelboro. So things going on at Paws Forever. What should folks know?
We have our largest fundraiser of the year coming up called Toast to Pets.
Nice.
That's on April 15th. And we are going to have a guest speaker named Dr. Natasha Olby from NC State. She's a neuroscientist, and so she's going to be talking about how you and your pets can age well. And we're also serving brunch there. It's at the Rizzo Center.
Cool.
So more information on our website as well on that.
And if people are interested in adopting Lafayette or another animal, what's the procedure? What do they do?
They'll fill out an application on our website at pawsforever.org. And I would say right now, most of our, if you're interested in adopting a dog, all of our dogs except one currently have no adoption fee. So
okay.
Now is a great time to adopt a dog. And a cat, of course.
Right. Again, pawsforever.org is the website. The number four in the URL, pawsforever.org. Go there and find out more. And again, we'll have photos of Lafayette up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Town Square section of the Bark Report, Park Report section of the Town Square, and up on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. Anything else that folks should know about Lafayette, who's now back on the countertop making another round?
Yeah, he's got beautiful, kind of like a bullseye coloring on him.
He is beautiful, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not just a normal, you know, gray tabby. He's got really cool coloring on him.
You can make it. Jump up. It's fine.
He's a great cat. I'm surprised he's still here.
Yeah, so. We'll get him a home soon. Again, Lafayette is available for adoption. Pawsforever.org is the website. Go there and find out more. I'm going to take you off of the soundboard because we don't need you up on that. Turning on other microphones. WCHL Chapelboro on social media and chapelboro.com. We'll have photos of them up there as well. Whitney, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.